In January of 1839, Louis-Jacques Bondet Daguerre first showed to the public the magical images that he had experimented on for many years, the first photographic images that people had seen.
Malcolm Daniel, curator in charge of the Department of Photographs, describes the daguerreotype, the earliest photographic process.
Each daguerreotype is a one-of-a-kind photograph. It's unique. It's not printed from a negative. It's on a silver-plated sheet of copper, sensitized in iodine and developed in mercury fumes. One of its great disadvantages was that it wasn't reproducible in the way that we're used to for photography, but it was also one of its great advantages because there was no loss of detail as a print was made from a negative or as an image was enlarged, for instance. They were so perfect that when one looks at a well-made daguerreotype through a microscope, you see detail that surpasses what the naked eye can see. It's really remarkable.
The surface of a daguerreotype is delicate, vulnerable to abrasion and tarnishing. In Europe, daguerreotypes were often bound behind glass with a paper mat. In America, they were usually presented in a folding case with a brass mat and other decorative elements. The popularity of daguerreotypes was to last until the mid-1850s in Europe and around 1860 in America.